Hey there, Growth Buzzers. It's your boy Giovanni, and you're tuned into another exciting episode of Growth Buzz. Today, we've got a real treat for you. We're diving into the world of AI and automation in business, and I'm thrilled to welcome our expert guest, William. He's a B2B marketing pro with over a decade of experience helping businesses grow. William, thanks for joining us, man. Awesome to have you, bro.
Hey, Giovanni. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here.
Before we jump into the tech stuff, let's warm up a bit. I heard you're a bit of a coffee snob. What's your go-to brew to kickstart your mornings?
Guilty as charged. I'm all about that single origin Ethiopian pour over. It's like a flavor explosion in your mouth.
Ooh, fancy. I'm more of a whatever keeps me awake kind of guy. All right, let's get into it. AI and automation in business. It's everywhere these days. What's your take on this whole revolution, for real?
Man, it's wild. AI and automation are completely reshaping how we do business. It's like we've stepped into a sci-fi movie, but it's real life. From chatbots handling customer service to AI analyzing market trends, it's a game changer.
Give us an example of how you've seen this shake things up in B2B marketing.
Sure thing. So imagine you're running a B2B company, right? You've got loads of data on your clients, their behavior, purchasing patterns, all that good stuff. Now, traditionally, you'd have a team poring over this data for weeks to come up with insights. Enter AI. It can crunch all that data in minutes, spotting patterns we might miss, and giving us actionable insights way faster.
That's insane. So it's like having a super smart intern who never sleeps?
Exactly. And this intern doesn't need coffee breaks or complain about working late.
Now that's my kind of employee, but seriously, how are businesses adapting to this? It must be a bit overwhelming, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose at first. But here's the thing. Businesses don't need to go all in overnight. It's about starting small, maybe automating one process at a time, and gradually building up.
Makes sense. Baby steps, right? So what's a good starting point for a business looking to dip its toes into AI and automation?
Great question. I'd say start with something like email marketing automation. It's relatively simple to set up, and the results can be pretty impressive. You can use AI to segment your audience, personalize content, and even predict the best times to send emails. It's a real time saver and can significantly boost engagement rates.
That's cool. I mean, who doesn't want better email campaigns, right? But let's talk about the elephant in the room. Are robots coming to our jobs?
I get that question a lot. Look, AI and automation are definitely changing the job landscape, but it's not about replacing humans. It's about augmenting what we do. AI can handle the repetitive, time-consuming tasks, freeing us up to focus on strategy, creativity, and building relationships. You know, the stuff that really needs that human touch.
That's a relief. I was worried I'd have to compete with a robot for my podcast gig.
No way, man. Your charm is 100% human. AI can't replicate that. Yet.
Phew. Okay, so we've talked about the cool stuff, but what about the challenges? Like, there's gotta be some downsides, right?
Oh, for sure. One of the biggest challenges is data privacy and security. With AI processing so much data, businesses need to be extra careful about protecting their customers' information. There's also the issue of bias in AI algorithms, which can lead to unfair or discriminatory outcomes if not carefully monitored.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about that. How do businesses tackle these issues?
It's all about being proactive. Implementing strong data protection measures, regularly auditing AI systems for bias, and being transparent with customers about how their data is being used. It's also crucial to have a diverse team working on AI projects to help catch potential biases early on.
Solid advice. Now, let's get a bit personal. How has AI changed your day-to-day work in marketing?
Oh, man. It's been a game changer. I use AI-powered tools for everything from content creation to data analysis. It's like having a super smart assistant that helps me work smarter, not harder. But the biggest change? It's given me more time to focus on strategy and building relationships with clients. That's where the real magic happens in B2B marketing.
I love that. It's like AI is handling the grunt work so you can focus on the big picture stuff.
Exactly. And in B2B, those relationships are gold. AI can crunch numbers all day, but it can't replace a good old-fashioned conversation over coffee. Or maybe a virtual coffee these days.
Speaking of which, we're about halfway through our chat. How about we take a quick break? When we come back, I want to hear about some cool AI tools businesses can start using today. Sound good?
Sounds great, Giovanni. I've got some exciting stuff to share.
And we're back with William, our B2B marketing guru, talking all things AI and automation. All right, William, spill the beans. What are some cool AI tools businesses can start playing with right now?
Oh man, where do I start? There are so many awesome tools out there. Let's see. For content creation, there's Jasper AI. It's great for generating ideas or even writing drafts. For customer service, you've got tools like Intercom that use AI to handle basic inquiries. And for data analysis, I'm a big fan of Tableau. It makes complex data visualization a breeze.
Wow, that's quite a list. Any favorites?
I'd say my current obsession is GPT-3. It's this language model that can do everything from writing code to answering questions. It's like having a super smart intern who knows, well, almost everything.
Sounds pretty rad. But let's get real for a second. We've got a lot of small business owners in our audience. How can they compete with the big guys who have massive budgets for this kind of tech?
That's a great point, Giovanni. The beauty of many AI tools is that they're becoming more accessible and affordable. There are plenty of free or low-cost options out there. Plus, small businesses often have an advantage in terms of agility. They can implement and test new tools faster than big corporations.
That's encouraging. Any specific tips for our small business listeners?
Absolutely. Start small. Focus on one area where AI can really make a difference in your business. Maybe it's using a tool like Grammarly to improve your writing, or a platform like Canva that uses AI to help with design. The key is to experiment and see what works for you.
Love it. All right, we're coming up on our last few minutes. Let's do a quick lightning round. I'll give you a business function. You tell me how AI is shaking it up. Ready?
Bring it on.
Sales.
AI-powered CRMs predicting which leads are most likely to convert.
Customer service.
Chatbots handling basic inquiries 24/7, freeing up humans for complex issues.
Product development.
AI analyzing customer feedback and market trends to guide new product features.
Human resources.
AI screening resumes and even conducting initial interviews.
Wow, AI is really everywhere. Okay, final question. Crystal ball in time. Where do you see AI and automation in business 5 years from now?
Ooh, tough one. I think we'll see AI becoming even more integrated into our daily work lives. Maybe we'll all have AI assistants that can understand context and nuance, almost like a super smart colleague. But I also think we'll see a greater emphasis on the uniquely human skills, creativity, empathy, complex problem solving. It's going to be an exciting balance of human and machine working together.
Mind-blowing stuff, William. Any last words of wisdom for our growth buzzers out there?
Absolutely. Don't be afraid of AI and automation. Embrace it, learn about it, experiment with it. But also, don't forget to nurture those uniquely human skills. The future belongs to those who can harness the power of AI while still bringing that human touch to their work.
Couldn't have said it better myself. William, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for dropping all this knowledge on us.
Thanks for having me, Giovanni. It's been a blast.
And that's a wrap, Growth Buzzers. Big thanks to William for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. Until next time, keep growing, keep buzzing, and maybe start making friends with some AI. Peace out.